This is the Composer's Datebook for February 12th. I'm John Zeck. Today is the birthday of Abraham Lincoln, our 16th president, and it's also celebrated in some circles as the birthday of the American symphonist Roy Harris, who stated he was born in Lincoln County near Chandler, Oklahoma, on February 12, 1898. Some people have challenged the accuracy of that date because of a land deed associated with his family, which suggests his birth year might have been 1901. There's also some confusion about exactly how many symphonies Harris wrote, since he didn't assign numbers to some of the works he labeled symphonies or symphonic. And in 1976, he deliberately misnumbered his 13th symphony as number 14. Avoiding an unlucky number didn't change his fortunes, however. It still ended up being the last symphony he completed before his death in 1979. Despite all this, Harris's Third Symphony from 1938 is regularly cited as one of the best American symphonies of the 20th century, if not the great American symphony. And gradually, many of his less familiar 15 or so symphonies are also showing up on CD and on concert programs. As the most recent Grove Dictionary of Music and Musicians puts it, "The musicality, breadth of vision, and generosity of impulse that form his best music assure him long-term recognition." So whether or not it was 1898 or 1901 or even February 12th, a big happy birthday, Mr. Harris. Composer's Datebook is supported by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles, with specialized coverages to protect against financial loss. More at progressivecommercial.com.